This interview is for information only and should not be considered as investment advice or a recommendation to buy shares in the company featured. Welcome to this Stockbox interview. Joining me on Stockbox today is Darren Hazlewood, the CEO of Panther Metals, and Dan Tuffin, the CEO of Panther Australia. Welcome to you both. Good to have you both on. How are you doing?
Very well. Thanks for having us on this morning, Mark.
Cheers, Mark.
So, Darren, let's come to you first. Now, Panther have announced some news from your Marolia project in Western Australia, where a JORC-compliant exploration target for nickel cobalt has been identified at the southern end of the project known as Coglier. Now, Darren, in the RNS, you state a stunning exploration target and potential for a company maker. So tell us why.
Mark, it's quite extraordinary numbers. We started really delving into this area some months ago. It reasonably quickly became clear to us of the potential. And what the guys in Australia have done, that they've pieced together the historic drilling data from that area. And this was conducted by two companies. And whilst it's historic, actually, they range from 2001, and the last campaign was in 2018. So whilst historic, it's not actually over that long a period. And once we started putting this data together, it became clear that this was something that it is not a bog standard exploration target by any stretch of the imagination. And that's why we then commissioned an independent report to actually confirm the numbers that we were looking at and that we were getting. And now when you look at the tonnage and you look at the grade, you've got the Murrin mine run by Glencore, some 70 kilometers from Coglier. And they're producing the nickel laterites that out of the Eastern Goldfields in WA. So all combined, this now has ticks every single box that you could imagine for an exploration target. And for a company of Panther's size, this really is an extraordinary opportunity.
Okay. Now, the Marolia project is primarily a gold project. So are the nickel cobalt targets from this report now a priority? And does this change anything fundamentally with Marolia?
Look, mate, it can't not change things fundamentally. However, when you now look at the Marolia project, you've got to remember this is over sort of 40 kilometres in length, the overall project. We recently announced the discovery of a previously undiscovered anomaly at 40 Mile, and that is sitting, there's actually been significant gold hits above that anomaly as well. And we know we've had interest externally, that people have genuine interest in what's going on there. You add in what's been discovered at Coglier, but of course you've got Burt Velise, you've got Comet Well, you've got Ironstone, all on the Marolia project. And there's great, there's drilling intercepts of gold across here of up to 46.5 grams a ton over 8 meters. You know, this whole project area has now really, really come alive. But what's got to be remembered with Coglier, this isn't blue sky. Okay, it's not your usual. We think there's something there. We know that this mineralization is there. We've got 68 historic drill holes. We've got the nickel. We've got the cobalt. And actually, there are other credits on there. And it's over 5.5 kilometers. It's open at length strike. It's open at depth. We've potentially got, we've hit sulfides in the bottom of the two longest drill holes. We don't know what's going on there. That's going to be our priority. But I think really what I should do is hand over to Dan to go on to technicals, because this is quite an extraordinary play for us.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. And I think let's not forget the fact that now Marolia, being a nickel and gold project, complements the recently added to Red Flag Nickel Project, which is 25 kilometres to the east of Murrin Murrin, and on that Ringdara woodline trend, the old Poseidon Nickel trends. And we also have Mikado, the Mikado project, which is directly south of the Brightstar Mill, that currently has about 102,000 ounces in resource and sits on the same part of the shear as the Greater Carradale-Burtville Mine Corridor. So we now have nickel, cobalt and gold projects in the area. They're all complementary to each other with mills all around that are looking for feed. It's really quite an amazing situation to be in, easily accessible and, you know, with development could provide substantial feed for these mills in the future.
Okay, fantastic. So, Dan, if I can ask you a question now. The report is based off historical drilling from two previous campaigns, and it references 30 to 50 million tonnes of 0.6 to 0.8 nickel and 400 to 600 parts per million cobalt. So I wonder if you can put this a little bit into perspective for us on the size, the grades and the scale of the target.
Yeah. So this, as Darren mentioned, it's approximately 5.5 kilometres long at the moment. It pinches and swells, but it swells between 40 to 20 metres in depth, and it averages about 1 kilometre wide at this stage. Most importantly, it's open along strike and depth. So of the 68 drill holes that Darren previously mentioned, only two were reverse circulation. They were the two angle holes, they were the two deepest, and they were the two that intercepted sulfides. So we have a lot to work with here. We have a large area of which we will be going back into and making obviously our priority nickel target in the area to try and convert over into an MRE in the future. Darren's mentioned Murrin Murrin in the past in the conversation, but I think it's also worth mentioning GME Resources, who are about 50 kilometres to the west of Coglia. They have their Nickel West project that consists of seven areas and has an MRE of 40.6 million tonnes at 1.1% nickel. So to put that into comparison, Coglia is currently 30 to 50 million tonnes at about a 0.7 mid-range nickel. I don't think it would take too much for us to certainly do some infill drilling around some of the higher grade areas, particularly some of those intercepts where we're getting 6 metres at 2.5% nickel, another 6 metres at 1.57% nickel. And that particular drill hole had 2,170 ppm cobalt. And of that particular drill hole, it was over a length of 23 metres. So it's quite exciting. It could be a substantial company maker in the area. There's still a lot of work to do, but watch this space.
Okay. Well, you mentioned infill drilling there, and of course the report as well recommends infill and extension drilling to potentially upgrade the exploration target and mineral resource. So begs the question, is a drill program currently being planned?
It's ironic you say that. We actually did have one in place prior to the auger drilling. I think we did 826 1.5 metre holes to the north, but we had that in place for Coglia as well on the back of potentially extending the trend. We didn't have enough now, so we do need to go back to the drawing board and have a review of what we've got and really focus in on some of these exciting results so that we get the best bang for our buck out of the initial MRE.
I think, Mark, if I could just jump in there, that it's worth touching base on what Dan's just said there, that we have already been approached by a third party looking to purchase the nickel content of the Murrolia project. So that gives you some idea of the significance of what's going on here.
Now, Dan, if I can ask you a final question, you are the CEO of Panther Australia, and you'll be leading the company as it seeks its own listing on the ASX. So why, can I ask you, did you join Panther, and how do you feel about this particular report from Murrolia, and how will you take the company forward?
Mark, I've been in the WA goldfield sector for around 20 years, and via consultancy I've been able to sort of access information and development and expertise, more importantly, to help develop our private and public projects. I'd had my eye on the Laverton area for some time, having worked at Granny Smith's in my youth, straight out of uni. So I'd liked the area and I'd started to collate and collect leases there. Kismet would have it that Panther's chairman, Karim Senna, who's a very well-respected academic in the community over here, geology community, approached me and said he wanted to put together an orogenic gold play. So essentially we held two sides of the same coin and it made sense to put it together. This area has suffered from what many have in the past 30 to 50 years of development in that broader goldfields region where a lot of the leases have been segmented and disjointed. So this is the first time, particularly in Marolia's case, where 35 to 40 kilometres of strike has been joined together. And I mean, Darren, he can see the possibilities there and he's just as excited as I am, no doubt. But we can really sort of make one continuous play here and build a large project of gold and nickel cobalt from that Marolia area. And that's the plan moving forward. Once we list, you know, we have those historical targets that Darren touched on earlier at Ironstone and Burfield. And we'll go and drill as a priority 40-mile camp. You know, it's a maiden anomaly that just because it was sitting under 15 metres of alluvial cover hadn't been seen before. No one had been able to pick it up with older techniques. And we'll go and have a look at Ironstone and develop that up as well for the gold. And then from the nickel cobalt side of things, obviously we'll walk into Coglia and look to currently plan to have an MRE on that area by the first half of 2022. So it's exciting stuff.
Okay. Darren, are you as excited as Dan?
Oh, absolutely I am. I think I'm... I'm well known for my bullishness, but this really does change things for our shareholders and for the company. You've suddenly got the potential here into known mineralization to create something quite frankly that's very special, and the industry will see this. The industry knows this, but I think today what it's also worth doing is, as this is kind of Dan's first time introduced himself to the UK audience, Dan, do you want to give the people a little bit more background that you have and just what you've done across the Eastern Goldfields?
Sure. So a mining engineer by trade. I've worked for companies Placer, Dome, Barrick, running mining projects in and around Kalgoorlie. A few years ago, developed up a private, or co-founded a private mining project called Rose Dam Resources. To date, that's mined 30,000 ounces of gold. I processed actually 30,000 ounces of gold. Also co-founded a company called Roman Kings, which had about 700 or 800 kilometres of ground out of Leonora, which vended into King West for a float in 2017, and developed up some ground in the Northern Territory in South Australia for a vend into Tempest Resources, which also floated the same year. So, mining is what I do. I love it in and around the goldfields. Being a consultant for the past 15 years now, I've also travelled the world. I've done gold in Finland to lead zinc in Thailand and everywhere in between.
Okay, great. Well, Darren Hazelwood, the CEO of Panther Metals, and Dan Tuffin, the CEO of Panther Australia, thank you both very much for your time.
That's brilliant. Thanks for having us on this morning, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this Stockbox interview. For more information, interviews and videos, visit our website at stockboxmedia.com or give us a follow on Twitter by searching @StockboxMedia.